you touched on the possible need to reassess payroll allotment to injury-prone players, Joshua. Does a loss like last night signal a shift? Where do you think this franchise goes from here? I mean, the success, including the MLS Cup a few years ago, the success of the last half decade or so has been inarguable.
Oh, absolutely. And if you ask Bill Manning, Toronto FC's president, he'll tell you that one thing he values more than anything else when building a lineup is consistency. It was his approach with Real Salt Lake. You know, he employed that approach. And that's something he wants to bring to Toronto FC. And I think that's good because, you know, that allows those relationships on the pitch to be developed because players understand each other's movements, right? And that's important. But I do think that when you have a team last night, eight of their starting 11, 29 or over, it's difficult to kind of argue that that's the way that things should be going. So I guess if you're Bill Manning and you're Ali Curtis and you're Greg Vanney, you look at this and you say, right, was this season just one where we had so many kind of trying circumstances? Or was this game kind of, I guess we can call it a vestibule into like bigger changes in the future, right? Should we utilize this as a means to kind of rebuild the squad and really hand over the reins to some of the team's younger players that were just kind of chomping at the bit all season? I mean, we saw them, you know, play 16 and 17 year olds, and I'm not saying that they should be playing those, you know, throughout the season regularly, but I do think that these players deserve, you know, more credit and more kind of responsibility within the team, because this is the way that TFC also want to, you know, build themselves up as a franchise, because they've sunk so much money into their academy and they want to be a place where young players in Toronto can come and play. And I think now it's time to kind of give those players the opportunity, because they've had, you know, a lot of old players, a lot of veteran players kind of come through the squad. Now I think it's time to kind of see what else these younger players can do. Because, again, injuries were one of the big stories with Toronto FC, and I do wonder if some of that can be avoidable if you kind of rely on younger players a little more.
Yeah, so you mentioned the coach, Greg Vanney. Do you think will he be back next year, long-term? You think he moves on?
Yeah, that's without a doubt the biggest question for Toronto FC this offseason. His contract is up. I had a chance to speak to Greg Vanney for about half an hour before the game, and I asked him point blank, is his contract extension done? He said, no, it's something they've kind of put on pause. And I asked him, do you want to stay in Toronto? And he said, I have no reason to want to leave to Toronto, which maybe was a little bit cryptic. I mean, this is a contract extension that we were led to believe was essentially done, and then it was kind of put on hold. I think if you're Greg Vanney, you know, you ask yourself, does it get any better than Toronto FC throughout MLS? And, you know, if you look at resources and you look at kind of what's available as a club, probably not, right? This is a club that sinks more money into those resources than I would argue most other MLS clubs. But if you're Greg Vanney, you also ask yourself, are there other mountains to climb, right? Are there other challenges? I don't think that Greg Vanney has gotten the players, those kind of wide attacking players that he's coveted for years. I don't know if he's gotten exactly those type of players from club management that he's wanted. So maybe that's an issue that he really has to kind of contend with. I think if you're Toronto FC management, you kind of give Greg Vanney whatever you want. This is a club that, you know, they wouldn't be where they are today without him. He's the one that kind of dragged this club into MLS Cup last year when they really had no business being there. He was nominated for Coach of the Year again this year. You're not going to find too many better coaches in MLS. So I think it's kind of a question for Greg Vanney whether or not, you know, he thinks there's other challenges to kind of accomplish. If I had to bet, I think he's back, but it also wouldn't surprise me if he's not back. And then if that does happen, I think that's going to be kind of the first domino to fall for the club.